It was nice to meet you. And he asked me out to dinner, and he was really polite and very sweet and really handsome. And so it was great. I like that. We kind of grew together in a really nice way. You know, there's the good and the bad, but the good outweighs it because you're in love with someone, and I'm completely in love with him.
Actually, I thought he was perfect until I realized he wasn't. And then, of course, I'm sure that he thought I was perfect until he figured out that I wasn't. I would say it was about a year after we were living together, got a ring, and it was in my kitchen that I proposed to Paul. So that was 5 years ago.
That's when I knew, absolutely knew that this was the one. This is the guy that is going to take the opportunity to tell me how he really feels about me, you know? And of course, I said, yes, I would marry him. And it's really nice to have that, you know? And you wake up every day and you know that that person's going to be there, and you go to bed at night and you know he's going to be there. And there's just such a relief in that. And you feel at home and you feel needed and you feel wanted and you feel loved. And that's really been really fantastic for me. I'm looking forward to growing old with Chip. He's an amazing person and he brightens my day, and I'm very lucky to have him. Very lucky. Very
Thank you.
blessed.
I'm trying very hard to not grow old. So, as life continues down the road, I'd like the opportunity to spend more time with Paul.
In regard to, you know, marriage equality in the state of New Mexico. And we had friends this last week that we both care about that left town to go get married, you know, and I was happy for them. I was thrilled to death, but they were flying out of town to go get married. And I don't want that for our family and friends. That's just hard, you
I
know.
want on the front page of a paper
Hey.
so everybody knows it.
Hey.
That's why I'm hoping that we might be able to do it here in our state, because everybody that I love is here.
And we have a lot of people that want to celebrate our marriage. Like, we have celebrated with them when there's been marriages in our family. I have, you know, two beautiful kids. They love him dearly. And we want them to know part of the deal with marriage is that it's a foundation.
Right now, I'm Paul's friend. That's who I am. I can't be a husband because I'm not allowed. There's not the right box to check.
Right.
So that's where it is with us.
It's a bummer, you know?
We're at the mercy of some people when if they're having a good day or a bad day up in Santa Fe. I mean, that's kind of where we are.
I'm sending all kinds of positive energy their way so that they do make the right decision. Trying to be optimistic.
It becomes, do I have enough in my constitution today to deal with this? You know, how far are we willing to go? It's like, is it worth it? Of course it's worth it.
You know, trying to be optimistic.
Those were the voices of Paul Sanchez and Chip Hindy. I'm Rita Daniels, here with my colleague Tristan Ottone.
So yesterday morning, we went with Chip and Paul to the Bernalillo County Clerk's Office, where the couple went to apply for a marriage license.
Hi, I'm Paul. Nice to meet you, Jacob.
Hi, Chip Hindy.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Jason is the clerk that's assisting them.
So we are here today to apply for a marriage license. Chip is my partner.
Okay, I need to see picture IDs and verification of your socials.
At this point, Paul and Chip show Jason, the clerk, their valid state-issued IDs. But here's the problem.
Going off of the picture IDs, it does say that you guys are both males. So, you know, our stance is that, you know, we have to go off of this New Mexico state law.
Okay.
It's more on the application side than it is where it states a man and a woman on the...
On the application.
Right. Well, in the application, that's what this is basically for. So the application states that it has to be a male and a female.
The clerk explains on the marriage license application, there is a line where the applicants fill in their names in small print. One states male, the other female. They don't have a form for male-male or female-female.
Chip takes a piece of paper off of this large stack sitting on the desk and begins reading it aloud.
We understand hereby make application to be united in marriage and certified that we are not.
Male applicant,
female applicant.
Okay.
And this is a matter of state law. The county clerk encourages couples who are unable to meet the requirements of the application to contact their state legislature.
Are you suggesting that we contact the legislature? Or
that's I would suggest, yes.
Okay. Okay. And that's just what you do for everyone who comes up here that is not a male-female couple?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's just standard language that you guys give to everybody that comes up here?
Right. If they don't meet that criteria, yes.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you letting us know that information. And
sure.
You have a nice day.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
And just like that, we all walked out. Chip and Paul denied an application for a marriage license.
For Tristan and myself, our next conversation was with Maggie Toulouse Oliver, the Bernalillo County clerk, who I'll point out is being sued as of today over a similar issue.
This morning, two more couples went to her office applying for marriage licenses, were denied, and have officially filed litigation. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Here's yesterday's tape from Miss Oliver.
We have already had couples this morning, same-sex couples, coming here to my office seeking marriage licenses, which we've been unable to allow them to proceed with. I anticipate potentially a lawsuit being filed against my office for not issuing the license based on the legal analysis that the Santa Fe city attorney has provided.
And I don't mean to play on the paperwork, but I find this very strange that it's like one line or two lines that can't be changed.
I would characterize it as a technicality. It is a technicality in the law. However, it is a conflict in the law that does need to be resolved one way or the other.
Maggie Toulouse Oliver explained to us personally she supports same-sex marriage, but that as a county clerk, she took an oath to uphold the law, which needs clarification.
Whether that comes from the legislature, whether that comes from the courts, or even whether that were to come from the current attorney general's office to a certain degree, that would help us in upholding our oaths and in doing our duties to administer the law.
The state's attorney general, Gary King, has yet to weigh in with an opinion on that piece of paperwork.
But according to the American Civil Liberties Union, even if King weighs in, it's just a legal opinion, which isn't law. Peter Simonson is the executive director of ACLU New Mexico that announced just this afternoon they'd formally filed a lawsuit in district court against Maggie Toulouse Oliver in her role as county clerk.
We want the highest court in the state of New Mexico to affirm once and for all, unequivocally, that our same-sex couples around the state of New Mexico have the right to marry and can join in the freedom to marry with opposite-sex couples.
Basically, what Simonson is telling New Mexico to do is lawyer up.
We are the only state in the country that does not have either a constitutional amendment or a statute that either recognizes or prohibits the recognition of same-sex relationships. We are also surrounded by states, for the most part, that have written discrimination into their state constitutions. I believe that if we achieve the freedom to marry in this state, it will send a strong message to the rest of the country that the Southwest is ready to see the freedom to marry extended to all couples.
Because in New Mexico, it turns out there's this funky gray area, not saying yes or no one way or the other on the issue. Simonson says the state needs to make a ruling.
Ultimately, the sue would find that to deny same-sex couples that right, at least if it accords with our lawsuit, would be a violation of equal protection. Would constitute discrimination, essentially.
In other words, it would be a crime to deny anyone a marriage license in the state.
We should mention the lawsuit filed today didn't stem from Chip Hindy and Paul Sanchez.
Rather, two lesbian couples, Rose Greggio and Kim Keel,
and Miriam Rand and Ona Porter.
Both went to the Bernalillo County Clerk's office this morning, just like Hindy and Sanchez did yesterday.
Both received the same treatment, and Maggie Toulouse Oliver even took a few minutes to speak to them and apologize herself.
But in the end, her office will now be in the crosshairs of this lawsuit. The ACLU expects the case to go through district court and wind its way up to the state Supreme Court. However, they also expect that could take up to 2 years.
For KUNM News, I'm Rita Daniels.
And I'm Tristan Ottone.